when Jesus finished commanding. I want to talk to you about how Jesus commands us to move in the supernatural. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples." In this section of Scripture, Matthew records that Jesus commanded his disciples to do certain things. What were these certain things? These things were the commandments that Jesus gave to his disciples when he sent them out in Matthew chapter 10. There are a number of instructions, but let's focus on verse 8. The Bible says, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons." You see, Jesus commanded his disciples to walk in the supernatural. Raising somebody from the dead is not a normal occurrence. If you've been tracking through the Word with me, then you know that these commandments apply to us today. Why do I say this? Because Jesus defines who his disciples are in John chapter 8, verse 31, when Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Thus, if you abide in God's word, you're Jesus' disciple. The writer of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Jesus speaks to John the Revelator in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come." This clearly outlines that there's a past, present, and future tense to God. Therefore, we can conclude that spiritual gifts of healing and walking in miraculous signs and wonders are for the believer today. I have previously taught similar messages like this, but I really believe that it is on the heart of the Heavenly Father to get these biblical truths deep within us. The Lord is currently pouring out His Spirit upon all the earth, and He's looking for people whom He might use. The church has virtually been powerless these last 1800 years or so. Jesus gives a commandment to his disciples, saying, "As you go, preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons." How often do we see that today? Obviously, with this sort of power and authority that Jesus has given to his believers, Satan, the enemy, is going to do everything that he can to steal the power that Christ has given to us. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief, speaking of Satan and his army, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." The Bible also says in John chapter 8, verse 44, that Satan is a liar and the father of it. Satan is also going to throw every lie at us to keep us suppressed. If we believe the lies that Satan throws at us, then we are under his submission. Look, Jesus didn't say, "You should go and heal the sick and, you know, maybe they'll get better." No, he commanded his disciples, which includes us, to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Why did he command this? Just for something cool to talk about? No, he has commanded us to walk in the supernatural for specific reasons, for specific purposes. One reason is because he loves his people. He desires for sick people to get better, for lepers to get cleansed, for dead people to be raised, and people to be set free from demonic oppression. Another reason is because God desires that everybody would get saved. It's not his desire that people harden their hearts and stiffen their necks to the Lord, but he has created us with a free will, not robots. The kingdom of heaven is calling. You and me, the church, need to arise into who we are in Jesus Christ. There are too many people that Satan has his venomous fangs stuck into. Let's receive the empowering of the Holy Spirit and arise into our anointings together. Please repeat after me in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I ask that you would please empower me with your Holy Spirit to accomplish the work that you have predestined for me. I receive new anointings and impartations. Lord, please forgive me for my previous unbelief. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.